You're listening to CJSF 90.1 FM broadcasting from Burnaby.
Show off with a little bit of Oasis and a track by the name of Bag It Up, yes, from Dig Out Your Soul from 2008, which was their last studio album before they went their separate ways. We are live right here on the House of Prog and on Twitch. My name is DJ Ian and I am in Vancouver, East Vancouver to be exact. We're also going out on CJSF 90.1 FM. And if you're listening on a Tuesday night at 10 o'clock, welcome. And we are pre-recorded for you, but we're live on the House of Prog. We go out on the House of Prog Fridays 12 till 2, and that's where we're at right now. So welcome, and I'm trying out these new headphones. You can't see them, but these guys on Twitch can see. These are Sony headphones, they're noise cancelling. And because my old Sennheisers broke a couple of weeks ago, and I'm still trying to figure out, I've got two pairs of Sony headphones, and I'm still not convinced either one of them are any good. So we've got Vinyl on the Brain and DJ Billy in the chat on Twitch, which is good. We need some more people. We always need more people. You never can have enough people. We're just talking about getting feedback from audience, which in this day and age, it's not unreasonable. I mean, back in the day when you used to be like out there, the only way you would get feedback was from people calling into your radio show on the phone. But these days, it's a lot more immediate, shall we say. It should be. Anyway, we started off with a bit of Oasis. Let's go to the specials and something from the BBC Sessions from 1998. Interestingly enough, and by coincidence, Oasis in that song referred to this next song, I believe. And it's something from the specials from the BBC Sessions. It's called Monkey Man, right here on the House of Prog and on CJSF 90.1 FM.
Blood clot, Monkey Man.
DJ Ian on the Transatlantic Express Radio Show
on the House of Prog. Also on CJSF Radio, Simon Fraser University in Burnaby, British Columbia, Canada, at 90.1 FM.
That is the Climax Blues Band. The Climax Blues Band? Yeah, get your words out, Ian. Yeah, Climax Blues Band. Peter Haycock on guitar. Some amazing stuff. I remember listening to that on a BBC session around, I don't know, would have been around this time, 77, 78 or something. I think I recorded it. I never quite did get into them as far as they weren't quite rock enough, but they were. They had some good, good tunes. So that album, got something in my mouth. It's called Stamp Album. Came out in 1975. The track was called Rusty Nail. Hope you enjoyed a little kind of crossover blues. We're just talking about ardent supporters of certain music and how you can drift away from the music that you, you know, some people don't like it when you, you know, especially on the, when you've got a really kind of ardent core of people who just say, this is what this music is, and we can't accept anything else. And I was just referring to Northern Soul, which is something I grew up with back in my hometown of Wigan. And literally, if it, you could risk the possibility of getting beat up. In my case, when I was DJing at a local club when I was a kid, somebody stole my records and hid them. And I was freaking out because it was literally all my singles were stolen. And I remember the name of the guy who did it, and I never forgave him. And I must have been about maybe 14 or 13 or something like that. And this guy just... So it was back in the day, it was a battle between heavy rock. So stuff like, I don't know, Status Quo and Thin Lizzy and Zeppelin and Sabbath and the soul guys. And it was always a big battle between the two, who could get DJ time. And so it was, and it was odd that way, because when you step out of that, it looks so silly back when you look at it. But at the time, it was super serious. And it was a lot of testosterone was on the floor, shall we say. It was interesting. So you are listening to CJSF if you're on Tuesday night between 10 and 11. I did get to listen to myself for the first time on FM radio last Tuesday. And so that was kind of interesting. I had to hunt around because none of my... component stereo picks up FM. I've got two here. I've got a Marantz 1530 and I've got a Sony that's attached to my television and my PC, and they don't pick up FM, and it's because I'm in a bit of a dip here geographically or topographically speaking. So I had to use a little portable radio that I often use for shortwave, and it doesn't pick up shortwave either, so down here. So it's good for satellite reception, but it's terrible for local transmission. Anyway, I was able to pick up something in my kitchen, and so I had to listen to it in my kitchen. And but it was good to hear my voice on the little transistor radio, because that's how I started back in the day. I was like 10 or 11. I think I got a little Philips transistor radio given to me for my birthday. And I used to listen to Radio 1 and all the shows on the radio, on my little AM radio. But anyway, I digress. One thing I did realize is that CJSF cuts it off right at the top of the hour, so right to the second, no matter how long I go over on House of Prog. So I'm going to try and keep this to 2 minutes, 2 minutes, 2 hours, and not go over. So I might end up just closing it down a little bit at the end. All right, let's continue with a bit more music. This is The Stranglers in one of their classic cover tunes, which they did many. This is Too Many Teardrops.
We'll be right back.
Atlantic Express on the House of Prague.